The Need of Greater Consecration. January 24, 1899. Brethren, we have little time in which to work. Certainly we need to stop complaining about each other and lay our whole hearts open before God, that we may receive the Holy Spirit. Years ago, the time came for the Holy Spirit to descend in a special manner upon God's earnest, self-sacrificing workers. The Lord will greatly bless His tried and chosen ones if they will cooperate with Him. When the Holy Spirit came down on the day of Pentecost, it was like a rushing, mighty wind. It was given in no stinted measure, for it filled all the place where the disciples were sitting. So will it be given to us when our hearts are prepared to receive it. Those who have been striving unlawfully to obtain money, whether for their own personal benefit or to enrich the treasury of God, have committed an offense in His sight. He will not accept or make the least account of means gained in this way. He declares, "I hate robbery for burnt offering." Isaiah 61, verse 8. God requires everyone connected with His work to use sacred and not common fire. Murmuring, jealousy, evil surmising, evil speaking, let it not come into the Lord's house. When you meet with the Lord, say, "I am in the Lord's house, and I desire all wicked thoughts, all mistrust and murmuring against my brethren, to be banished." We have met here with God, who so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3, verse 16. This is our privilege, and we desire to come into the house of God with thanksgiving. We ask the Lord to remove from our hearts everything that is evil, that we may bring to the house of God that which He can bless. Let every church member kneel before God while in His temple, and consecrate to Him his own, which he has bought with the blood of Christ. Pray for the speaker. Pray that great blessing may come to the one who is to hold forth the bread of life. Strive earnestly to lay hold of a blessing for yourself. Cry unto God, "Increase my faith. Make me to understand thy word, for the entrance of thy word giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. Refresh me by thy presence. Fill my heart with thy love, that in possessing so great a treasure, I may love my brethren as Christ has loved me." God will bless all who will thus prepare themselves for His service. They will understand what it means to have the assurance of the Spirit, because they have received Christ by faith. The religion of Christ means much more than the forgiveness of sin. It means taking away our sins and filling the vacuum with the Holy Spirit. It means divine illumination, rejoicing in God. It means a heart emptied of self and blessed with the abiding presence of Christ. We need the vital qualities of Christianity, and when we possess them, the church will be a living, active, working church. There will be growth in grace because the bright rays of the Sun of Righteousness pervade the chambers of the mind. Let us not bring the gloom of unbelief into the church. Let us trim our lamps, seeking a fresh supply of oil, before we step over the threshold. It is our right, our privilege, to dismiss gloomy depression. As we go to the house of worship, we may go with joyfulness, for are we not going to meet with God and His people? Christ welcomed little children to His presence. He was cheered by the simplicity of their faith. Let us become as little children, that in simplicity of faith we may welcome Christ and be welcomed by Him. Sing to the Lord with the spirit and the understanding. Let no thought of criticism enter your mind to torment you, for Satan is near. He will do this work without your help. Refuse to cooperate with the accuser of the brethren. Gather up every ray of light, and then seek out those who need help, and give this light to them. God says, "Go out into the highways and hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled." Praise the Lord, all ye His saints. Be glad in the Lord. Praise His holy name. We must carry to every religious gathering a quickened spiritual consciousness that God and the angels are there, cooperating with all true worshipers. We do not obtain 1/100th part of what we should from assembling together to worship God. Our perceptive faculties need sharpening. Fellowship with one another should make us glad. Why, with such a hope as we have, Are our hearts not aglow with the love of God? When we are tempted to murmur or complain at something someone has done, praise something in that person. Say, "Satan, I have defeated your temptation this time." Cultivate the habit of thankfulness. Praise God over and over again for His wonderful love in giving Christ to die for us. It never pays to think of old grievances. God calls upon us to cultivate His mercy and His matchless love, that we may be inspired with praise. Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who hath created these things, that bringeth out their host by number? He calleth them all by name, by the greatness of His power. For that He is strong in power, not one faileth. Isaiah 40, verse 26. In that day shall the branch of the Lord be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the earth shall be excellent and comely for them that are escaped of Israel. And it shall come to pass, that he that is left in Zion, and he that remaineth in Jerusalem, shall be called holy, even every one that is written among the living in Jerusalem, when the Lord shall have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion, and shall have purged the blood of Jerusalem from the midst thereof by the spirit of judgment and by the spirit of burning. And the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion, and upon her assemblies, a cloud and smoke by day, and the shining of a flaming fire by night. For upon all the glory shall be a defense. And there shall be a tabernacle for a shadow in the daytime from the heat, and for a place of refuge, and for a covert from the storm and from rain. Isaiah 4, verse 2-6. The mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear Him, and His righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep His covenant, and to those that remember His commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared His throne in the heavens, and His kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye His angels, that excel in strength, that do His commandments, hearkening unto the voice of His word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye His hosts, ye ministers of His, that do His pleasure. Bless the Lord, all His works, in all places of His dominion. Psalm 103, verse 17-22. Let us learn what it means to have an abiding Christ. We call upon the people of God with earnest words to reach a higher standard. It is the privilege of all who are connected with the Lord's institutions to be sanctified when they surrender themselves to God. Some have done this, to my certain knowledge, and a great and mighty work has been wrought for them. Some have not yet gained this experience, and they are losing ground every day that they cherish sin. God wants strong men, men who can speak a word in season, who can and will rebuke sin and folly. God requires of His stewards that they be found faithful. Let not self creep in. Let it be crucified. Reprove, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and doctrine, but be sure that you are controlled by the Holy Spirit. Pray for this at your camp meetings. Pray in faith. Do not wait for a more convenient season. Surrender all to God, and freedom, light, and peace will come to you. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and love of God! How unsearchable are His judgments, and His ways past finding out! For who hath known the mind of the Lord? Or who hath been His counselor? Or who hath first given to Him, and it shall be recompensed to Him again? For of Him, and through Him, and to Him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Romans 11, verse 33-36.